This week on the eBay for Business podcast,
we listen to feedback, whether we're getting feedback in forums, whether we're reading emails that come through. We're looking at all of it, see what the emerging themes are to help us prioritize what we do now versus what might be on the roadmap for next month or next quarter.
I'm Kiyomi Kiyoshi.
I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your source for the information and inspiration to help you start and manage and grow your business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this, if you're keeping count, is episode 309. Please join me in welcoming our co-host, Kiyomi Kiyoshi. Hi, Kiyomi.
Wow. Hello, Griff. What a warm welcome.
I think you deserve a warm welcome.
Thank you. I think you do too.
Especially after the hard week you had last week.
Yes, I think it is very deserving, but very fulfilling, so.
For those of you who aren't following, last week was the recording week for all the sessions of eBay Open. How'd it go?
It went really well. There were a couple familiar faces that I think I'm used to seeing, and they're just in other programs, so it was nice to see them in person. It was almost like a mini family reunion or like a high school reunion. It was like, hey, how have you been? How's everyone doing? And then I'm still not used to being recognized from the podcast, but there were a couple really sweet sellers who were like, I know you from the podcast. And so that formed like an instant connection between us. So yeah, they were a great bunch of sellers.
It sounds great. I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
I know, we missed you. You left like a little Griff-shaped hole in all of our hearts.
Who knows? We'll see what happens in the next few months.
Who is our guest this week?
Before we talk about our guests, you know, one of the topics that's ongoing right now is the advertising features on eBay, whether that's promoted listings, express, standard, advanced, per click, all the different methods and what should you do and what should you try and does it work and why is eBay doing this? And it's an endless discussion, which I love reading. And so I thought we'd bring somebody on from that team to talk about some recent changes and enhancements to the advertising dashboard. And some insights into how the different programs work and how you should consider using them. And we're going to speak with someone from that team, Elizabeth Rommel. She's going to join us right after this intro. And then we have one question this week, and it's about another topic, which I find confounding. And that's shipping items freight that you sell on eBay. It's not impossible. There are a lot of sellers who do it. But this question comes from someone who's having a hard time finding shippers. So we're going to give her some advice that I hope will help. In the meantime, I think let's get right to Elizabeth and we'll talk about the advertising dashboard in Seller Hub.
Oh, yes. Have fun talking about that new updated design.
And we'll see you in a few moments for the question.
I'll see you for the Q&A.
One of the many tools that eBay has in its suite of tools for sellers is the extensive options for advertising that sellers have now. And over time, that team has made some really cool enhancements to both the different features themselves, plus how you can view them and manage your campaigns when you're advertising. And joining us now is the eBay GM General Manager of Global Advertising Growth here at eBay, Elizabeth Rommel. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hey, Griff. Super excited to be here.
The advertising team recently released a new advertising dashboard. Can you give us an overview of what this new dashboard offers and what the new experience is like?
Yes, it was a big launch for us and one really rooted in an intention to streamline and simplify the advertising experience for our sellers. So the new dashboard, which has a home on the Seller Hub under a new advertising tab, has different sections that will give information that's both personalized and timely. We think with this information, sellers can really utilize it to make the right investment decisions to grow their business on eBay.
So this is a great place for a seller to come in then and manage the campaigns that they're already running.
Yes. And as you said, this is the growth that we've seen in terms of our product offering really sets up well for what we consider a portfolio approach to advertising. And each seller is going to be unique in terms of the way they want to promote their business. So the new advertising UI focuses on that, what we call the jobs to be done. One of those would be to promote your listing. And there's a couple ways to do this. There's the new promoted listings priority, which gives these listings the highest visibility and is reaching buyers in a new way through keywords and automated campaigns. And then there's a general strategy within promoting your listings. And this is the same core product of risk-free, pay only when you sell, that sellers have come to love. And we think both of these together really will make a difference in terms of the way sellers can choose and optimize what they promote. In addition to that, the UI has promote your store or promote offsite. And these are two of our newer offerings that, in combination with promoting your listings, gives sellers that full toolkit to be able to invest when and where it makes sense for them.
How do I know what to indicate for an ad rate? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, I think taking the guesswork out of it is one of the key tenets of this new UI and what we're offering sellers. So in addition to the metrics that they're used to, return on advertising spend or ROAS, cost per click, CTR, the click-through rate, we have recommendations. And these insights might be things that are tied to a campaign doing particularly well and a suggestion to increase your budget associated with that. It might have to do with the way that you're grouping your ad campaigns and a solution to simplify. So the recommendations will be different from seller to seller. In addition to that, we have some new modules that we're really excited about. The first one being suggested campaigns. Suggested campaigns take the combination of eBay best practices and seller data and give you a ready-to-launch campaign right from the dashboard. With this, sellers can still monitor and understand, is this working for me, looking at their metrics, but it takes that step that was time-consuming of thinking about which listings should I promote, how should I group these together, and you really have that ready-made solution for your business.
In a suggested campaign, does it actually suggest the actual listings that you should be promoting as one group?
Yes, exactly. So over the last year or two, we have rolled out a lot of automation in terms of suggested keywords, suggested bids, but the listings was one thing that was missing. And if you're not promoting the right listings through CPC or PL priority, the performance isn't as strong. So this tells you which listings to promote and has everything, you know, automated to start with. And you can literally click launch campaign and be in action.
And that's for priority PL and for the pay-per-click?
Clarification, just for the PL priority.
Oh, okay. So just for PL priority.
Right. So suggested campaigns is specific to PL priority, as is the next launch, which is called trend-based campaigns. So trend-based campaigns takes eBay data, again, using our AI capabilities to understand what buyers are shopping for and what trends might be emerging. Then we compare that to a seller's inventory and alert them when they have those items that match with the trend. And they can, again, launch their campaign for those listings right from the dashboard and have confidence that those are the listings that will match the queries, that will get higher visibility and higher sales.
We're always getting asked, what are the trends? What's selling?
Yeah.
This is a way for a seller to actually see what eBay's turning up in that area and then creating campaigns around it. That's really cool.
Right. And I love it that it matches to that real-time inventory and meeting that goal of alerting the seller that an item is in demand. And a lot of sellers may have that item. So using advertising and particularly the priority strategy is a great way to get that item at the top of search.
What about insights? Is there anything new there?
We're still developing and figuring out the right metrics to show at the right time. The personalized recommendations I mentioned are really the day-to-day actionable insights. In addition, we have an what I consider more of an educational module that will talk about new product releases. It will talk about trends and seasonality more in a general sense than the trend-based campaigns. And then each seller can look at their campaign analytics through this new dashboard. Campaign analytics will show you everything from the impressions that you're receiving to the number of clicks to the sales. And we're always looking at investing in that And even from the time that this new UI launched at the beginning of July through today, we've had some fast follow features of enhanced insights based on seller feedback, and we'll continue to do so.
So you're getting feedback all the time from sellers about the new dashboard itself and utilizing that feedback to make changes?
Yes, it was something that was very important to us as we're listening to sellers to develop the product. But after it launches and it's in the hands of those customers, you really need those inflows of information to tell you what's working and what's not. You know, as you know, we have a diverse body of sellers, and there might be a different piece of feedback from a very large, say, parts and accessories seller versus a fashion seller that's just getting started. And we do want to have the right tools and insights for that array of customer and needs. Through that, we listen to feedback, we segment that feedback and prioritize it on our roadmap. I really think that's the only way that you can keep innovating, keep getting to a better offering for the customers. And you know, our customers or sellers are along on the ride with us. And whether we're getting feedback in forums, whether we're reading emails that come through, we're looking at all of it. And we're again using some AI tools to be able to take all of that feedback together and see what the emerging themes are to help us prioritize what we do now versus what might be on the roadmap for next month or next quarter.
Have there been any examples of changes that you've made to the product based on real-time feedback from sellers using it?
Yes. One that I can share is the vision of the dashboard really was rooted in a unified experience. So as I mentioned, sellers come to the dashboard and they decide, do I want to promote my listing? Do I want to promote my store or promote offsite? And there are two strategies for promoting your listing, the priority strategy and the general strategy. And our initial launch had those two strategies grouped together on the dashboard. And that was intentional as we're trying to look at it as one investment in promoting your listings. However, we heard from sellers that they were missing that level of granularity. So we've rolled out both a graphical representation where sellers can now see the breakout between priority or general. And we're also introducing filtering so a seller can choose, what do they want to look at today? Do they want to hone in on their priority campaigns, on their general campaigns, or on both? And we'll continue to develop that because that level of granularity turned out to be an important feature to have right there on the dashboard and something we'll listen to sellers and improved upon.
And this includes enhancements to reporting as well. I know sellers like to have those reports.
Yes. I mean, the downloadable reports are a key part of advertising, especially as sellers may want to compare their ad performance to other channels. They may have models that they use on the back end. So our reporting capabilities are also a big part to not only continue to offer what we've offered, but to enhance those and go even deeper in terms of the insights.
I would think about a seller who may not have used any of the advertising options before. What should they be looking at? What should they be focusing in on when it comes to looking at the dashboard?
Yes, I would say a couple of steps to be ready to make the most of it. The first one is to use some of our educational material, and this is grouped in the What's New section of the ads dashboard. And this will include links to recent blogs, to product releases, or to tips from other sellers or eBay experts on how to use advertising effectively. The second thing is to set up some goals, and this would be unique to each seller, and understand if you run a test, what are you looking to achieve? If you set the goal for the test, for example, to have a return on advertising spend or ROAS of 5, and you want to promote X number of listings and you're willing to spend, let's say, $100 to get started, and you, let's say, commit to a 30-day period where you'll budget and let that run so you can measure the goal over time. And one common mistake that we see is jumping too early. And to make money, you need to invest, you need to learn. And if you pull away before our systems have had time to adapt, before you've learned, oh, maybe that listing isn't great because there's so much competition and the keywords are very expensive to bid on, you'll be losing out on the learnings that you would get over that longer time period. And so whatever the goals are, understand the tests that you're setting up, including the time frame and the budget, and then measure and make decisions based upon that. And then lastly, we have a feature that I believe is underutilized. It's called an Ask the Expert button, and it's there on it on the ads dash. And many sellers have access to this to set up time with an expert. By doing so, you can have that consultation. If you've done steps one and two, especially educated yourself, you've set up a test plan, you can run that by someone who has experience who might give you suggestions from the beginning on how to modify that to create the highest chance of success. And even if you just do steps one and two, our sellers, you know, they know how to run their businesses. They know what a good return looks like. And so each test might look a little bit different, but making sure that they're measuring it. And sometimes we're surprised by a product, let's say promoted offsite, which uses bidding on Google and other search and properties in the future to drive traffic and drive buyers to your listing. And we've heard from sellers, sometimes that works really well, even for sellers that are selling very specific inventory. And it's the combination of the eBay brand that brings in the trust of the click and then the seller's offering. It has to be the whole package. You need to have the right presentation, the right pricing. You need to make sure that the description is there and you have the right shipping and all of those things that make selling on eBay more successful. That just is amplified with advertising. And we see that particularly within offsite ads when sometimes the buyer might not have visited eBay in a while and they're ready to convert because that listing is just so strong.
These are all excellent tips. Kudos to your team for producing what I'm sure sellers will find a very useful tool in helping to boost not only their sales, but their velocity. And that's what's important. You don't list on eBay just to have pretty listings. You want to make sales, and this is the way to do it. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been great being here. And just wanted to say a huge thank you to the team here at eBay. Everyone's been working really hard to deliver on this for our sellers and looking forward to hearing feedback in the future.
Elizabeth Brommel is the General Manager of Global Advertising Growth here at eBay. We've been talking about the new advertising dashboard, which was released last month in August, and you can view it on Seller Hub under the Advertising tab. Take a look.
You've got questions.
We've got answers. And this week's question is from a former podcast guest, Janet from Vermont, and I thought maybe you'd like to do the honors.
Of course. I will read it from a fellow, what do they call you, Vermontian?
Well, woodchucks.
Oh, okay. From a fellow woodchuck.
Yeah, but you have to be born there. If you're not born there, no matter how long you've lived there, they call you a flatlander.
Oh, okay. Janet, you'll have to write back and let us know if you're born there or not. Which are you, a woodchuck or a flatlander?
There you go.
Well, Janet writes, hi, Griff. Remember me? Janet from Brandon, Vermont. I did a recording with you last year about selling on eBay while full-time RVing, and now I'm back in Brandon, Vermont. I would like to get into selling furniture on our eBay store. We have a lot of inventory in our brick-and-mortar shop, and sometimes we post pieces on eBay with a local pickup option only. But Vermont is not the easiest place to get to for most people around the country. I have been trying to learn about using UShip and the best way to offer people a shipping option for larger pieces. I've called traditional shippers, even ones in neighboring states, but because we are so rural, no one wants to send trucks here. Would love any direction possible. Thanks and be well. Janet Mondlach, username Vermont Eye Candy.
Yes. Griff? I gotta tell you, I know exactly what she's talking about. One of the advantages of Vermont is it's just so beautiful and it is a lovely place to live. But one of the downsides is it is not the easiest place to get to, especially that side of the state where Janet lives, because there's actually no interstates close by. There are interstates on the eastern side of Vermont. There's a Route 89, but on the west side, there's nothing but this two-lane road called Route 7, which I know very well. But it's not easy to get around, absolutely.
I can only imagine. I totally forgot what VT stood for. So
it stands for very tired. So this is the downside. It was different 40, 50 years ago when I first got into the antiques business. There were people up and down Route 7 all the time looking for antiques, and they'd stop in the shop and you could make a really good living. That's gone. People do not do that anymore. Maybe they should. I don't know. So traffic that you get on Route 7 is very different than it was when I first started out in the late 70s. So Janet, I got to tell you, there's a lot to unpack here. And I thought the first thing, before you consider anything else, you got to think about, what is your margin on the sale of any piece of furniture going to be? Because shipping via freight can be expensive depending on the pickup and drop-off locations. That's the seller and buyer locations. We'll talk about finding a shipper in a minute, but you can do this one thing you're going to have to explore if you want to do this, setting up rate tables. And I believe that we've covered this in a past episode. I don't remember when. It would have been early on in the podcast, like maybe 5 years ago. But you can, as a seller, set up something called your freight shipping options in using rate tables. Now, you can find more about them if you search eBay Help on the word freight.
And like always, we'll put a link directly to that page in the overview for episode 309.
Of course, we'll do that. Before you make any commitment to doing anything, it'll give you an idea of the setup on eBay's end. And then you can use those rate tables the same way that you use normal shipping. And you can set up separate shipping policies for those freight shipping. So that's one thing.
And I don't know if you've considered this already, but FedEx and UPS might still be a viable option for you. If the item of furniture weighs under 150 pounds and the maximum size of the wrapped or boxed item is 108 inches in length and 165 inches in length and girth, it can ship via FedEx or UPS, though it will be expensive.
In addition, UPS has a freight service. It's known as UPS Freight LTL. It's also called T-Force Freight. I think they've just rebranded it. So you should check out those. I'll put the links to those in the show notes for episode 309. As for UShip, which you've already started to investigate, I got to be honest, I know a lot of sellers use them. I tried to use them 2 years ago to sell my big electric cargo bike, and I just stopped. I found it confusing and complicated, so I just listed it with a local pickup, and I sold it within a week to somebody in the Bay Area. Now, you said that you called some out-of-state shippers, and as for your location, yes, Brandon is one of the most beautiful towns in Vermont, but you might actually have to transport items yourself to a location where freight is more available. Maybe go south to Rutland, go north to Burlington, or maybe even go west over to Glens Falls in New York State. I'm sure you can find shippers that may not want to send you a truck, but maybe you could bring the items there. But you could see where this is going. Now it's going to start getting expensive, not just for the shipping itself, but this is going to take time. You may be able to pay someone locally to make that trip for you. So you're going to have to be a little bit inventive here. So my recommendation is to start with UPS and FedEx. That may actually work. And then maybe explore UShip a little deeper. Although, I found it complicated for you. It could end up being a good solution.
Once again, thank you for the question, Janet. Hopefully we gave you some useful information. Another tip to consider is either posting a thread with your question on our community board or to search them for other threads on the topic of freight shipping. Just go to community.ebay.com and type in freight shipping in the search bar and you'll get a ton of results, I'm sure.
Yeah, never underestimate the power of other sellers. And there are a lot of people who may be doing this already may be willing to help out and give you some tips. I can't remember which episode it is. It was a while ago where we talked about freight shipping, but you can find it if you just look at the titles of our episodes. I'd start back maybe 5 years ago. I should have done this and I didn't. I'm sorry. If I find it, I'll email it to you.
Who knows? Even on the community site, if she types that in, if it was in the transcript or title at all, because we do post the podcast episodes on the community, the episode might pop up.
I hadn't thought of that. You're right. It might pop up. So that could work as well.
There we go. And if you have a question about selling on the world's most powerful and sometimes a little overwhelming marketplace, why not ask us? You can call in your question at 888-723-4630. Or if you prefer, you can always email us at podcast@ebay.com. That is podcast@ebay.com.
Ooh, and I have a special request I just thought of. So our upcoming episode 312 will be our quarterly all questions episode. So please get your questions in now for inclusion in that episode.
Can you believe we're already at our next quarterly episode and we're going into fall already?
Yeah, time moves very quickly.
Fall is here.
Yes, fall is coming. It's another 3 weeks away, to be honest, but Labor Day is the last hurrah for the summer. Although around here, the last hurrah is in December. So
I was going to say, yeah, we'll see if we start to get wind by January.
Wind.
And of course, your weekly reminder, check the transcript for links referenced in the episode and check the eBay announcement board every day to stay up to date on eBay news, launches, and changes.
And on our next episode, episode 310, we'll meet with Leia Erwin from the eBay government relations team. We're going to talk to her about what government relation does for eBay sellers and how you can actually get involved by joining the eBay Small Business Ambassador Program. We'll talk about how that works.
And we'd like to again thank our guest this week from the ads team, Elizabeth Rommel.
Well, that's all for this week. Georgia Mampanis is our monthly co-host and guest coordinator.
And I'm your weekly co-host, Kiyomi Kiyoshi.
And I'm editor-in-chief and your host, Griff. The eBay for Business podcast is produced in-house and distributed by Quill and co-host. Kiyomi, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, Griff.